First Focus is a charity. The charity is an organisation that encompasses lots of activities. So lots of groups come here, lots of other organisations come here. So it's like a one-stop shop for everything.
So, what sort of things do you offer?
We offer mental health support, we offer physical support, we offer counselling, we have arts and crafts group. We have gentle seated exercise.
So, obviously, plenty of things for people to do. How important are the services that you offer?
Basically, the third sector or our services are quite important to the community. We have over 5,000 people actually attend First Focus, and it's life and death for those people. It's a case of an individual might not talk to anybody for a week. But they come in here, they talk to other people, they have group activities, we include them into society, they actually go into town, so they use the local businesses as well. And if they have a benefit trouble, or if they have mental health issues, or any issues, we can actually help with that as well, or signpost to other organisations that can help along them lines.
Now, there was a time where you looked like you might even have to close. Funding was that desperate.
Yes, definitely. We got given 3 weeks, or that's the first I heard about it, because I was not in a position or a higher up position to know any sooner. 3 weeks, and yeah, the charity was going to close. Luckily, since then, with the volunteers behind myself, everybody was raring to support us, and we all done it. It was definitely a team effort.
And now you've got this lottery grant. How much of a difference is that going to make?
Well, just over 285,000. I mean, it secures us for 5 years. We've picked up our days. We're going to venture into Dereham. Dates will be announced in the next couple of weeks, so that's fantastic as well. It gives us a solid foundation. For us to work on. When beforehand we were kind of living hand to mouth, which was quite difficult when you're trying to do your job, you're trying to manage all the volunteers. Volunteers are trying to support the clients and the service users. So it gives us a breathing space to actually get everything in place so we can be sustainable for the future.
And obviously, 4 days a week, that's going to really help the people that use your services.
Definitely. We've already seen a 20% increase in numbers, so that's fantastic. And also more of a percentage in our initial customers. So newer customers are actually coming in now because of the location of where we are. We are right next to the job centre. We are but working with and behind the Fakenham Library. So it's more central. So we're definitely being signposted to more. So that's fantastic.
So this money is really going to help you, and you must be a really happy person.
I am over the moon. I am shocked over the moon. I love my job. And the reason why I love my job is the volunteers and the people that I work with. They make it fantastic. I mean, they are fantastic. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I'll stay here for the foreseeable future.